this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
CITR 101.9 FM. It is Monday, August 17th, 3 p.m. This program's called The Burrow. My name's Andy Resto. Thank you all for listening. Broadcasting from UBC on unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver. This week on the show, it's just me. However, I'm going to ask some of you out there who may be listening to give me a call, because on Thursday, August 20th, Circuit des Yeux from Indiana is coming here to Vancouver, and we have a pair of tickets to give away for that show. So I'm going to go ahead and play a track from her first album called Overdue. The album that came out this year is terrific, called In Plain Speech, but I figured I'd play one from a deeper cut, a song called Lithonia. She will be at the Cobalt with Ora Kogan and Marissa Anderson. So if you are interested at all in getting two free tickets, one for you and one for a dear friend, then call us here at CITR 604-822-2487, and I can get your name down. I've got some connections. I'll pull some strings, and your name will be on the guest list for Thursday night. I'm going to just put a small twist on this. If you could tell me the name of the author who wrote The Burrow, the namesake of this program, then that will guarantee you the tickets. If you don't give me the answer to that question when you call in, your name will be down, with an asterisk. And anyone who calls in with the answer afterwards is going to get priority. Name of the author who wrote the namesake of this program, The Burrow. Anyhow, going to move on. Phones here, a little bit confusing. I'm sure you've heard that if you've been listening to the station. So if and only if, that's an if with two Fs, if and only if, you call here to the station, 604-822-2487, and something goes wrong, like your call gets dropped, go ahead and just call my phone, 604-928-8424. 604-928-8424, and then we can work it out that way. Kicking things off this week on The Burrow, Circuit des Yeux from the album Overdue. The song is called Lithonia.
knew you'd go far in my white convertible car. Reclining my seat, lying back in this heat. Look me up on channel 3. So sophisticated, charming and educated. And I hope you don't mind. Nothing's harder to find. Someone sends you, like you. Elton John style, with an eagle profile, small screen smile, who cooks and jump.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Television, TV, by the Flying Lizards from 1980. It's the single TV. Second side's called Tube, and it's just a kind of reworked, minimal version of the song TV. I was inspired to play it. I can't tell you any real specific reasons, but I can tell you that the first song you heard on the program today was by Circuit SU, the project of Haley Four from Indiana, who is coming here to Vancouver on Thursday. The song was called Lithonia from her 2013 album Overdue. She has an album this year on Thrill Jockey called In Plain Speech, which is a 2015 highlight, say the least. I have two tickets to that show to give away. I should say a pair of tickets. I would offer the person who calls in a plus one on the guest list, so it would be for one person, I'd assume. 604-822-2487. Please give me a call. We could chat. You could request a song, and you can get to see Circuit SU for free at the Cobalt on Thursday. Question associated with it: if you can tell me the name of the author who wrote The Burrow, which is what this program's called. It'd be a bonus. It would be the tiebreaker between multiple callers if one didn't have the answer. If you can't get through 604-822-2487, you can go ahead and call 604-928-8424 to chat with me, and I can get your name down for the guest list. I'll also be interviewing Haley this Thursday, and so probably next week, possibly in 2 weeks' time, I'll have an interview on this show with Circuit SU. So, it'll be a good one. I'd recommend calling in. Moving on, Willis Earl Beale, a favorite of mine, is coming out with a new album in 2 weeks on August 28th through Tender Loving Empire. His last one came out just about a year ago, almost exactly a year ago. Experiments in Time. The new one's called Nocktunes, and they are kind of minimal, simple lullabies, is the way he put it. I'm going to play a song called Flying Solo by Willis Earl Beale. Will be on the new record, Nocktunes, coming out in 2 weeks, August 28th.
The monsters know that that I don't got my potion. I try to run, but I know it's almost time, so I fall and crumble. I don't have no place to go. I'm flying solo. I just want to come back now. I'm flying solo. Why don't you let me come back now?
Listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
Thank you.
Detroit, Michigan, as Otis G. Johnson. Just discovered this record recently. It's called Everything the Holy Spirit. It's on a label called Holy Spirit. It's called Everything God is Love, 78. From 1978, Otis G. Johnson from Detroit recorded this in a church. There's a little write-up on the back that says, for Otis, the Holy Spirit was in the machine, as in the Hammond organ he would use. It's a pretty fascinating record. Everything is, it's pure gospel, but it's very dark and kind of lo-fi. And for this to kind of come out in 1978, it's sneakily experimental, but it's pretty terrific. Otis G. Johnson, Everything God is Love, 78. Thought that fit well with Willis Earl Beal. New album is coming out for Willis in 2 weeks called Nocturnes, and I played Flying So Low, as in low to the ground, but then of course when he's singing it and when you say it, you also have the double entendre of flying solo. Ticket giveaway this week. Circuit SU is playing here at the Cobalt on Thursday, 604-822-2487. Please call in. Even call in to tell me, look, I don't want those tickets. Stop asking. You know, but I think you should want it. It should be a good show. Circuit SU, in plain speech, her album on Thrill Jockey this year is very good, and I'm going to be interviewing her as well this Thursday. And so in the near future on this program, which is called The Burrow, every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m., I'll have an interview with Haley from Circuit DSU. Moving on, some more machine music. Moving on from organs to some synth-driven music. Pop Montreal is going to be happening in about a month or so, maybe a little under a month. We get a decent amount of press releases about artists playing there and whatnot. Lots of good acts that are coming through, some big time names, as well as some very good Canadian music, alternative underground music. One of which being Police des Moors, more French, all these French names, which means Vice Squad or something along those lines in French. They're a group from Montreal, a duo, I believe, kind of synth-driven punk music, in a way. They have a single out called La Caisse, which means check out in French. I'm going to play this track for you, and then get into some more abstract electronic music from Tim Hecker. Call in 604-822-2487 and tell me something about yourself. We'll be right back.
care if I'm telling you anything or not. Your father sells dollars. White dress. White dress. An expensive restaurant. Look like you're wearing a napkin. I know it sounds dramatic.
On August 22nd, What's Wrong Tohei is celebrating the release of their new album, Bruce. Join them in the cabaret room of the Emerald Supper Club and Cocktail Lounge as they perform with special guests. Cover is $10 and the show starts at 10 p.m. So come on down to 555 Gore Avenue in historic Chinatown on Saturday, August 22nd.
Beppy Chris Band presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up slash collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Arto Lindsay is the former frontman and mind behind the well-known, well-documented No Wave group, DNA, back in the late 70s. He is also a man that has done a lot of things in the art and music world, has experimented a lot with contemporary jazz and different world beat kind of stuff. He is going to be playing Pop Montreal, which I mentioned earlier, which is what that last set of music you heard was. Tim Hecker was before Arto Lindsay. I should mention the track I played from Arto Lindsay is the Arto Lindsay Trio, an album called Aggregates 1 through 26, and the song was called Stitches. Came out in 91 or 93, I believe. And Tim Hecker from his last full-length album, Virgins, which was well-received. Virginal 2 was the song. And Police de Moors opened that set. A duo from Montreal, synth, dark synth punk. Song called La Caisse, Check Out. In French. Pop Montreal is happening September 16th to 20th or so. A week-long festival of art and music and just general levity and happiness, I'm sure. Lots of good folks are going to be a part of that, including those I just played. And what you are hearing in the background is the artist formerly known as Dirty Beaches now goes by Lost Lizard. He'll be playing Pop Montreal, relocated Vancouverite, now lives in Berlin, Germany. So, there you have it. Somebody call me. 604-822-2487. If you're just tuning in, this radio station is called CITR 101.9. This program's called The Burrow. I'm not going to tell you what you're calling for, but it'll be a surprise. It'll be a good surprise. 604-822-2487. Moving on. Last weekend, there was a nice local showcase of some of the best that Vancouver punk rock music has to offer at Antisocial Skateboard Shop. in the back lot, which is really nice. Normally, when shows are inside there, it gets real hot and sweaty. Being outdoors was quite nice. It was a nice atmosphere. Friendly people, friendly faces, familiar faces. New Sensei played their first show in about a year. And actually, exactly a year. That was why they did the show on August 14th. Who knows how much live New Sensei we're going to be experiencing in the future. Members are moving around, etc. They played with Needles and Pins and Other Jesus. Inspired by that, I'm going to first play some New Sensei and then some tracks from the Night Prison compilation that came out a couple of years ago with a lot of great Vancouver punk bands and involving many of the same people working in these circles. I'm actually going to start with something from that comp, Modern Creatures, which is members of what was Terror Bird, which involved Jeremiah Hayward, at least, and then a couple of others of Defectors, etc. Song is called Radiating Lust, and then we'll hear some New Sensei. You're tuned into The Burrow on CITR 101.9. 604-822-2487 is the phone number for the studio. Give me a ring.
Oh, but did you know what was in my hands? Now it's never gone.
Needles and Pins, Tiny Little Tear off of the Night Prison compilation from 2011. Night Prison, still a studio run by Jesse Taylor, friend of this program, member of currently Mormon Crosses, formerly Channels 3 and 4, Twin Crystals, etc. Needles and Pins played that show last Friday with New Sensei, who you heard just before. The song New Lies, which was on their LP TV Death and the Devil. But I played it off of a nice single that I found, a split that they did with a band called Okie Dokie, who is from Seattle, if I remember correctly. It's a nice blue LP, like a baby blue or powder blue. Is there a... not a major difference. Anyway, I'll say powder blue, 7-inch. New Sensei with New Lies on one side, and then Okie Dokie has a song called Force Feed and UV Dust on the other. So it's a nice thing to have, I'd say. And Modern Creatures kicked that set off with Radiating Lust, also off of that Night Prison comp. So, show about coming to an end here. Thank you all for tuning in. Coming weeks, still trying to figure it out, how it's going to work. I've got a couple interviews I'm doing this week. One with Circuit Desu, as I've mentioned. He's playing here at the Cobalt on Thursday. But also, I'll be interviewing Jenny Vall, who is from Copenhagen. And her record, Apocalypse Girl, I have played on the program before and talked about a bit. She's going to be in Vancouver on August 28th, so I'm going to do a phone interview with her this week. So next week, it'll be one of those two interviews, and then the week afterwards will be the other one. I'm anticipating that it's going to be the Jenny Vall interview next week, because that would be leading up to her show, whereas Circuit Desu is already playing this week. And so if it's a little bit delayed on my end, it isn't as big of a deal. Anyhow, it's very exciting. Also, Shilpa Ray is coming to Vancouver on September 17th, which I am thrilled about. She'll be playing with Man Man at a venue, I believe. Shilpa Ray, I've also played on the show before. Her record this year is terrific. Her records with her Happy Hookers, the backing band, are just genius. And I will also have an interview with Shilpa Ray. So that's closer than you think. September, a couple weeks away. So that's what's coming up for this show. That's it for this week. Thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. This Thursday here at CITR, we'll have a live band in studio from Nanaimo, BC. They're called Moths and Locusts. So if you want to check them out, tune in Thursday at 2 p.m. They'll also be playing at the Imperial on Thursday. Don't quote me on that, but they'll be playing here in Vancouver on Thursday as well. So to close things off, I'm going to leave you all with an older group from Los Angeles that I think is in a similar vein to those that we have heard off of the Night Prison comp. I leave you with the Flesh Eaters, River of Fever, off of the, some would say, classic, A Minute to Pray, A Second to Die.
Thank you. Thanks.